This week in West Virginia history, Arch Moore was born in Moundsville on April 16, 1923. During World War II, he was severely wounded in the face and had to learn to talk again during his long hospital recovery. The Republican was elected to the state legislature in 1952 and to Congress 4 years later. In 1968, he was elected West Virginia's 28th governor. Moore was one of the most skilled politicians and perhaps the most controversial governor in state history. He fired more than 2,600 striking highway workers while leading an expansive road-building campaign. He also helped settle a national coal strike, fought for teacher pay raises, and initiated a statewide kindergarten program. After a change to the state constitution, he became the first governor in more than a century to serve 2 consecutive terms. He was elected to an unprecedented 3rd term in 1984, but with corruption allegations hanging over him, he lost his re-election to Gaston Caperton in 1988. In 1990, Moore was convicted on federal charges of mail and tax fraud, extortion, and obstruction of justice. He served 3 years in prison. Arch Moore died in 2015 at age 91. For more information on Arch Moore, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.